Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who this week speaks to us of Vesuvius and Pliny the Elder. Know a lot about the Plinys, the Elder and the Younger, right?
Well, a lot. I mean,
well, by most
standards, yeah. I mean, they're two very good and favored and beloved authors, Latin authors.
Shall we begin with the Elder Pliny? He was on a boat, when Vesuvius...
Well, actually, he was the admiral of the fleet.
He was the admiral of the fleet?
Because the headquarters of the Roman fleet, this is Augustus's time, was in Pozzuoli, Capo Miseno, as they call it. If you have an idea of the Bay of Naples, way on the west end, it comes around.
So very close to the volcano, Vesuvius.
Well, it's the other side of the Bay of Naples. And so that's where they had their admiral's ship and the whole fleet, and he was the admiral of the fleet.
Why would you say that? Pliny the Elder was in command of the Roman
fleet? No, Navarcus Praerat Classi Romanae. Praerat, he was in charge of. Navarcus as an admiral. That's our word
prayer.
Now. Navarcus Praerat Classi Romanae. And that's why when all that stuff with the volcano, he commanded the biggest ship they had, four reams, quadriremus, four ranks of oars. It's a massive thing, and that was his admiralship. And he got on it, and he said, go right across and head into the volcano. And people said, well, you're crazy. Everyone's running away. Everyone's running to the west, and you're going over there. Well, he had a problem because the seabed was coming up because of, earthquakes and all that stuff. And his ship got caught, but then later on he was able to get on land. But that's what he was doing at that time, being a natural historian, you see.
He wrote,
27 books or something of natural history about everything.
He wrote this Naturalis.
Historia Naturalis, which is extremely interesting, about animals and plants and everything.
At any rate, getting back to the Latin, how would you call a ship in Latin?
Well, navis.
Navis. Didn't have a different name according to the type of ship.
Well, then, certainly, navis longa was a warship. They call a long ship, a navis longa. Navis mercatoria, or merchant ship. And then, of course, quadriremus was four things. Triremus was three banks of oars. And biremus, they had all these different things, different kinds of boats.
I wonder what kind of a sound it made.
What?
The quadriremus.
You can imagine the power there, though. And the engineering that went into all that stuff. And, well, he jumped on his admiral ship and wanted to go over to the volcano.
His nephew
stayed at home, Capo Miseno, with his mother, who was Plinius' sister, you see.
There was a description of the eruption of the volcano, no?
Actually, his nephew there gave two of them.
Concording or discording?
Well, no, concording, there was no problem. To the famous historian Tacitus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tacitus never got that far in his histories, but he was going to put this in, and Pliny said, I was there, and he describes it. Then Tacitus came back and said, but could you add a few more details? And he wrote a second letter about Vesuvius.
And how did he describe it?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, we read these things in class, every single thing. The ashes coming down and people.
How do you say all that in Latin?
Cineres decide bante templo. They had pillows on their heads.
Tied with napkins. How do you say?
Incidencia, contra incidencia. They put pillows against the things that were falling from the heavens. They had pillows. These rocks were falling from the heavens.
How would you say Pliny and his friend tied pillows on their heads with napkins and sallied forth in the dark?
Ad ligabant capitibus, pulvinos. Pulvinos, pillows. Ad ligabant capitibus. Et ita excedebant. And then we went out. Ad ligatis pulvinis, with pillows having been tied on their heads.
Well, I mean, it sounds very funny, but actually...
It wasn't funny, it was tragic.
In fact, Pliny died, didn't he?
The old man, yes.
Pliny the Elder died.
Yeah, well, they found him the next day, and they said, sleeping on the road, they said, like a man who just lay down to take a nap, he must have been asphyxiated. There wasn't any burns or anything like that, but they said he was found sleeping quietly on the side of the road. So he got out of the ship to take notes.
for his book.
Yeah, for his natural histories, book, you see.
So how do you say all that in Latin?
Just tell hic omnia facile me dici posunt. Ergo, excessit de navi ut eventum describeret, that he might describe the event. Et ibi captus est fortasse vaporibus, he was taken over by vapors, et decidit et mortuus est. Strangulatus, oppressus, because he was kind of heavy, he was fat.
Obesus,
and he had like asthma, so he couldn't breathe well.
Because there was a strong smell of sulfur, no?
Yeah, so he shouldn't have gone there because he couldn't breathe well to begin with.
And they found him sleeping like a top.
Yeah, just like quiet. I mean, no pain or anything. He just kind of maybe fainted and.
How'd you say sleeping like a top?
Like a top. Dormieva nejo uti musculus.
Well, he suddenly put his head in the teeth of the wind, you know? That's an expression that he might have used, you know, because the epistles of Horace say, to strive with all the tempest in my teeth.
In contrarium ventum, into the contrary wind, you'd say.
Heartfelt thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. It's the Pope's own Latinist. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.